My name is Scott Mazur. I'm the president of Leon Classroom Teachers Association. So Monday, Leon Classroom Teachers Association met with Leon County Schools to continue negotiating for this calendar school year for salary. It was back in November. We had just kind of some concerns given what was put out there by the governor and what the impact would be on us locally. And so we've been watching the legislative session and making sure that we're very deliberate about how we go about this so that we don't leave anybody behind. Right now, given that budgets are up and down, you never know what the legislature is going to do for public school funding and what that impact is going to have locally. It is yearly when it comes to the salary portion of it. Many times we've tried to do some things that were multi-year, but we've had some shortfalls in public school budgeting over the last 20 years, and we haven't been kept keeping up, which is part of the reason why we're down at 45th out of 50 states in student spending and 46th in average teacher pay, and I think 47th in support staff. Of course, salary is always part of it, but working conditions is part of it as well. And just a positive place to be able to work and to teach, you know. And I think recently with the standards that have come out, there's been a lot of questions about their implementation. And our position has always been that, you know, we want to let teachers teach. There's a lot of focus on high-stakes testing. But for us here locally, what we're doing is we're just trying to make sure that we include teachers in the process that takes place. We want to make sure that when it comes down to the teachers' working conditions, so the student learning conditions, so anything we can do to positively impact that is what we're focusing on. So this includes trying to make sure that we keep the best teachers in the classroom and what that process looks like through the evaluation process. It goes back to student contact time, making sure that we have planning time set aside for teachers. You know, there's a 7.5-hour day that they're paid for, but many teachers are putting in 9-plus hours, as well as some time on weekends, to make sure that those classrooms are ready to go. We know that the Senate and the House budgets have been released. Back on January 13th, we had our public education rally to talk about the issues impacting our teachers, especially the extremely low pay that teachers have across the state, as well as every other person that works at a school site and within the school system. And the unfortunate part is some of these plans that are out there right now are more about shifting money that's already existing going to schools and reallocating them for salary, which means there's concern about what that means on impact of services for students. What we're really asking in order to be able to do our part here locally to negotiate is that the Senate and the House not play games with it and just make sure that we have all tides rise at the same time. It's not just about one particular group. It's about everybody that's part of it, because we negotiate for not just teachers, but guidance counselors, media specialists, occupational therapists, school psychologists, social workers. There's a large group of individuals that make things happen. There could be a significant bump for the beginning teacher, but as some of the legislative proposals look right now, if you make less than, like $5 less, what their mandated minimum is, that they can only apply that $5 to your salary, and that maybe a secondary pot of money can't be used to give you any additional salary boost. So there's a lot of things that don't quite add up. And when it comes to plans like that, where it seems to be where if we really wanted to do something about this in terms of making Florida a desirable place for the best teachers to become teachers and educators, then we should be just making sure that we provide a career path and that we support the teachers throughout their entire career. I think one of the things that's legislatively out there that's very telling is that they're concerned about how Florida ranks with the other 50 states. Well, if we're very concerned about how Florida ranks against the other 50 states and we put all our eggs in the basket of beginning teacher pay, well, then it's a false perception of where Florida ranks, because then it creates compression. And so how do we then keep those teachers that come here because they think they're going to have this great pay throughout their career, but it's only in the beginning? The concern is that we would basically bring everybody that's been in Leon County schools for, I don't know, maybe the last 15 years to the same starting pay as someone who just walked in the door. But I would like to say that, you know, the district, Leon County Schools and Leon Classroom Teachers Association are committed to making sure that we minimize any negative impact that may come out of some of this legislative process. So the next step for us right now is we're going to meet again on February 26th, hopefully having a better landscape of what's going on legislatively, a clearer idea that between this House and Senate that they're going to do across the board raises rather than just try and target certain groups, show value to everybody that works within the school system. And we will sit down and kind of look at where we are at that point in time. Our goal is to finish up as quickly as possible, because the unfortunate thing is when the governor came out with his plan, it kind of caused pause, and we're being very deliberate about moving forward because we don't want to create an issue that then impacts us next year, 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, because we were too quick to go ahead and come to some kind of a solution rather than doing the best thing possible. Whatever we do right now will be for retroactively to back to the beginning of the school year and impact possibly what goes on next year, because we're just trying to make sure we do the best that we can with the funds that will be available and what their limitations may or may not be and the funds that we have right now. I think the most important thing to understand is that sometimes Occam's razor is the best way to go. Simplest way is to make sure that we show respect for everybody that's part of the school system, and that when it comes to trying to identify small subgroups or just particular classifications, that it marginalizes all the work that people do within our public school system. You know, we have a concern that when you look at the way the DOE looks at average pay, they do a section that's called just teachers. They do a part that does instructional staff. They do a part that does guidance counselors, media specialists. They divide it all up. And if the goal is to only make one group of that, you know, increase so that they look better nationally off on one subset, that's extremely concerning. And it's really a false impression of what they're doing with taxpayer dollars.